everyone. Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of December 26th, the last week of 2011, and your post-holiday show. I am your co-host, Michael Staley. Alongside me is the lovely, talented, and probably Christmased out, Melissa Hansen.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's pretty
kind
much
of by
it.
Now.
Yeah. So what have you been up to entertainment-wise this week?
Entertainment-wise, I had the best week ever.
Ooh.
I mean, we've talked a million times about it on the show, so this will probably be about the last time. But I went and saw the Hollywood version of Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And as I tweeted right afterwards, David Fincher must be the second coming because he has created a miracle. It's a Hollywood version that is just as good as the foreign original.
Wow. And that's a tall order.
Yes, very much. I was very nervous because, as we've talked about, I adore the original Swedish films.
Yeah.
So I had high hopes, but I was really nervous. And everybody involved has done just an amazing job. Absolutely. David Fincher, it's kind of him at his Fincherist.
Okay.
I guess. He has a very distinct style.
Yes.
And some of the camera moves and some of the shot setups and the colors and the visuals of it. And it was beautiful. It was an absolutely beautiful film. It was all snowy and all of the furniture and rooms and stuff were white. And then everybody was wearing like black and gray. So it was this contrast that just popped on the screen. And I was wondering how they were going to do it. You know, if they were changing setting or characters or things like that. Or my other thought was that they were just going to take the Swedish script and translate it to English and do it.
All right.
Neither of those things. It's still set in Sweden. It's the exact same characters, the exact same story. It just so happens that the Swedish people are speaking English.
Oh, okay.
You know, with a little bit of an accent.
Sure.
Just so we can understand it. But they didn't just take the script either. They went back to the novels and wrote a new script. And I didn't read the book, so I don't know which one follows closely. But there's some obvious changes. Not the major plot points, but definitely some things in it that are different. So even if you've seen the Swedish version, you'll notice some stuff to keep your eye on and to kind of keep your interest.
How were the performances comparatively?
Ugh, amazing. Daniel Craig. I mean, I thought he was interesting and hot and well worth watching as like the dashing James Bond.
Yeah.
But make him a scruffy writer and wow, he's even better.
Uh-huh.
It's very good. And Rooney Mara, that was, you know, we all were wondering how she was going to hold up because Naomi Rapace was like phenomenal performance, off the charts performance in the original. And you know what? She did her own thing. I mean, it's obviously very similar. The character is very distinct, but she did her own take on it, and I loved it. It was, in a way, a less harsh Lisbeth.
Okay.
Because physically, she can't stand up to Naomi Rapace. I mentioned Naomi Rapace's body is just phenomenal and just cut. And, you know, so physically, she's much softer. And what I noticed was there were moments, especially like with her eyes, that she showed this scared little girl before, like, the defenses came in and she shut down and became so cold and harsh.
Mm.
I thought it was a great take. And, you know, the rest of the cast, it's a very eclectic cast. There's American and British and Swedish, especially a lot of the smaller characters.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them, Stellan Skarsgård is in it.
Okay.
He did great. You know, Robin Wright has a smaller role in it. And okay. she was great. Julie Richardson, wonderful. And Christopher Plummer.
Mm-mm.
Which, how old is Christopher Plummer now?
He's well into his 80s.
Yeah, well into it. And still, every time I see Christopher Plummer, my heart kind of skips a beat. And I go, oh, Captain Von Trapp.
He's a very magnetic person.
Because Captain Von Trapp was one of my first loves as a kid. Oh. So still makes me a little girl inside to see him. But no, again, there was nothing that could have been better in this.
So do you see them making the other two films then?
I hope so.
Okay.
I really, really hope they do because I would love to see it. I'd be first in line. I think it'd be worth it. I kind of questioned if this was worthwhile to make it. Why bother?
Mm-hmm.
First one was so great. Go watch the first one. But, you know, it definitely turned out to be worth it. So I hope they make the other two. I'd love to see what they do with it.
Wow. Well, and this is just its first week. So we'll see how long. You know, stays in the theater, and I'm sure it'll do gangbusters on streaming and DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah. Go see it, people.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out this next week.
Yeah, go see it so I can watch the rest. Thank you.
Well, nothing too exciting on my end. I've been working like crazy this week, trying to just get stuff ready for the holidays, but I took time out. I'm staying in Los Angeles for the holidays this year, which is unusual for me, but I went to Disneyland and spent Christmas Eve at Disneyland along with tens of thousands of other people.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how busy was that?
It was really crazy. And I didn't get there until mid-afternoon, and there were a lot of people who were already leaving the park.
Who'd been there all day, and yeah.
But there were still as many people who were staying, and even when I was leaving, I didn't stay the whole night. And there were just as many people still coming in. Go figure.
Wow.
No, it was nice. They did the Christmas parade, but for some reason their fireworks were canceled, their Christmas Eve fireworks, due to unforeseen circumstances. And it wasn't the weather. The weather was beautiful last
night. I was going to ask. I know sometimes they have to because of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, must have been like a technical something.
Yeah,
you think they'd be double-checking stuff,
yeah,
you know, for how many people they know would be there to see it.
Right.
That's a bummer.
Oh, it was good, and I got home just in time to turn on Turner Classic Movies, and one of my favorite Christmas movies, The Bishop's Wife, was on.
Oh, yeah.
Cary Grant and David Niven and Loretta Young. So I watched that and fell asleep right at the end and took myself to bed. So
good. So you got to bed before Santa came?
Yep.
Phew.
Yep. Didn't miss him.
All right. Good.
That was that. And, well, let's look at the box office this past week, given, you know, it's the holiday and everybody was off.
It doesn't look too huge, so we'll have to wait for final numbers to come in. But Mission Impossible came in first.
Okay.
And then The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So thank you all who went to see that. And then Sherlock Holmes came in third.
Okay.
So it was a very dark Christmas weekend at the theater.
Well, the good news is that the Chipmunks weren't still on top this week.
Yeah, but they were, fourth. And then Adventures of Tintin came in, so we had a couple kids kind of stuff. So I'm sure some people with children went to the movies. But yeah, it seems like kind of the darker stuff coming in first there.
Well,
so
we live in a dark world, so I'm not entirely surprised.
Yeah, and with, you know, we've had a good month of listening to Christmas carols and eating candy canes, so.
Right, we kind of hit the balance thing.
We're ready for it.
Yeah, but it looks to continue because there's nothing on the slate for this next week.
No.
There's a bunch of limited releases, you know, the award season. Let's release it in New York and L.A. so we can get award consideration.
Right.
The biggest of which is The Iron Lady with Meryl Streep, which we've talked about before, mm-hmm. and I absolutely loved. So, but other than that, you can peruse these other movies that are already out. I still have to see Sherlock Holmes and Mission Impossible as
well.
Yeah,
me too. So maybe DVDs are more exciting this week.
Yeah.
Going just a DVD verdict to the upcoming releases for this week. And you know what? At first glance, it kind of looks a little bit of, looking at the pictures of all the covers, it kind of look kind of Hell on Earth. And then there's like Dora the Explorer right in the middle of it.
Oh, you can always count on Dora as a ray of sunshine.
We've got Zombie Apocalypse, The Amityville Haunting, The Anthrax Files, Armed and Deadly, Chop.
The Borgias, which is a dark take on the Catholic
Final
Church.
Destination 5. Yeah, and then there's Dora the Explorer, Dora Loves Boots, and then Peanuts. Happiness is Peanuts. Friends Forever.
There you go. Oh, and the Pepe Le Pew is in there as well.
Well, excellent.
Warner Brothers is doing their character collections. They do like 15 or 16 shorts.
That's kind of nice. I like that idea because Pepe Le Pew always was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So little kitty cats.
Yeah.
That he was in love with. I always felt bad for her, but
he's taking her as a skunk.
Yep.
Have you seen this Bill Macy show, Shameless?
I have not.
I haven't either. It's gotten a lot of press. It's him and Amy
Is it on Showtime?
I think it is on Showtime.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But yeah, it's gotten a lot of press and really good reviews.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's an adaptation of a British series.
Oh, well, most of our good ones are, so.
Yeah. But yeah, that's already getting ready for its second season debut, I think next month. So.
Okay. And the other TV thing, Archer.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten into that either.
Animated Spy one, season 2 is coming out.
Okay. Yeah, that's season 3, I think, I think they're getting a third season out of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's her face from Glee in the H's under Hunters, the Hunters right next to Hostel? It is. Diana Agron?
Oh, is it?
It looks like a horror movie.
It is. I haven't heard this one because I mean, she's made a few movies.
I'm wondering if this is something that was made before Glee.
She's looking really young in the picture.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if it's something that was...
It's one of those things where she has this little tiny role and they make her face the biggest thing on the package.
Exactly. You
know, to try and sell it.
Well, one of the reviews on Amazon says, worst movie ever.
Oh, that's kind of... Hey, we've seen some terrible movies. We've reviewed.
I feel I just wasted 2 hours of my life. Do yourself a favor and don't watch this movie. So...
Oh, well. Not. What are you going to do? But yeah, it's going to be a quiet couple of weeks before we get into the new year and things start to pick back up again.
Yeah, all the big stuff came out.
Yeah,
I'm sure the exercise DVDs will be flooding the market the upcoming weeks too.
Oh yeah, New Year's resolutions.
With all of our resolutions there.
Yep. Well, from DVD over to new media and streaming, let's take a quick look at Netflix and Hulu. On Netflix, we talk about dark things, but dark things with a comedic twist. Tucker and Dale versus Evil is available on Netflix this coming week, which we've talked about before. Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, one of your favorite cult movies, which I still don't understand it. Grease 2 is coming to Netflix this week.
I want to Michelle Pfeiffer in an early role.
Maxwell Caulfield.
It's horrible. Horrible on every single level. And I adore it. I can't turn it off. Oh, I have to sing along.
Jeez. There is a glut of television that's being released on Netflix this week, including Supernatural, the 80s anthology Steven Spielberg series Amazing Stories, which I still think is...
Yeah, there's lots of big fans of that series.
Yeah, worthy successor to The Twilight Zone. Magnum P.I.
Ooh, cool.
Quincy, Medical Examiner.
It's one of my all-time favorite shows.
Yep, Miami
That's
Vice.
That's like, you can tell what a weird kid I was. My first loves were like Captain Van Trapp and Quincy, Medical Examiner.
Jack Klugman. Go figure. Knight Rider, Crossing Jordan, and The Rock Hudson, Susan St. James series, McMillan and Wife.
That's another great one.
Yeah, so there's a lot of TV to check out. Not so much TV over on Hulu, but a lot of interesting, kind of weird movie types. Riff Tracks, which is the splinter group from Mystery Science Theater. Half of them went and did Cinematic Titanic. The other half went and did Riff Tracks. So it's Mike Nelson and Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett who do Riff Tracks. So all the Riff Tracks are available on Hulu now.
You can go and that's see great. Those.
Yep. Elvira's Movie Macabre, which is the relaunch of her... her series, which I think was, an 80s, 90s thing?
And then this past year, they kind of relaunched. It's her hosting. It's the same thing. It's her doing bumpers while showing bad horror movies.
Yeah.
So, but always worth to watch it for her. Yeah. She's fun.
Some 80s cult classics, Kurt Russell and Captain Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Yay!
The only Vanilla
So almost said my favorite line from that.
What?
I can't say it.
Why not?
Because it's got a bad word.
Oh.
Are you going to mark this?
Okay, go ahead.
Say it if you're going to mark this, naughty language. Don't fuck with the babysitter. Okay.
Ain't nobody get off the stage until they sing the blues. the one and only Vanilla Ice movie, Cool as Ice, is available on Hulu this week.
Well, what a shame that there's one and only, or that it's available. I don't know. Take your pick.
Again, with the cult classics in your wheelhouse, The Favor, The Watch, and The Very Big Fish with Jeff Goldblum.
That's a great... He made this whole stretch of movies, in Europe.
Yeah.
They're British, they're in Europe, and it's just... He made that, and The Tall Guy is the other one. That's one of my favorites of his. Mm-hmm. He made this stretch of movies there, and they're at least interesting, if not good.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're all worth checking out. And Jeff is such an interesting guy. It's worth watching just if you're a Jeff Goldblum fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I've got. That's on Hulu Netflix this week.
Well, over on TV, tons of reruns still this week on all the regular shows, but still a few specials that are on. It'll be another week before we get back to normal TV. But Monday, ABC has Rudolph Shiny New Year. Tuesday on NBC is a special, The Biggest Loser, Where Are They Now? So you can check in, on any of your favorites that you were rooting for if you watched that show.
See if they got fat again.
I hope not.
Well, I mean, that's really what people...
Okay, that's totally why we're watching it. I just want to see if they ballooned back up. Yeah. And then on CBS, the Kennedy Center Honors.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, Barbara Cook, who's a singer and Broadway star, and then Neil Diamond.
Oh,
so
brother.
Eric and I will be tuning in.
There you go.
To watch that. Woo, Neil Diamond. And then Yo-Yo Ma,
oh,
the cellist, and Sonny Rollins, who is a jazz musician, and Meryl Streep.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah, that should be interesting. And they always do, you know, like tributes to them and performances and
yeah,
like that. So anyhow, that's Tuesday on CBS. Thursday, we're getting ready for the new year again. It's ABC has Happy New Year, Charlie Brown.
Really?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
I don't know. We'll have to check that one out. Okay. And then Saturday night, of course, we're doing all the New Year's countdowns. And NBC has Carson Daly.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
That is actually on ABC, and right, they literally still call it Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, because Dick does the countdown with them still.
Right. Right.
Even
so
though
they wheel him out for like the 10-second countdown and then wheel him back.
And it's very sad because I know he's worked very hard to kind of get his voice back after his stroke, but it's still obvious that he'll never be the way he used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, it's one of those things you kind of like are happy to see him, but it's kind of depressing to see him too.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Oscars when they wheel people out like Kirk Douglas.
Right. Yeah, I just want to remember him on American Bandstand.
Right.
I don't want to have a picture in my mind of him old and kind of falling apart.
So I was watching the Disney Parks Christmas Parade today, which is basically a 2-hour commercial for all the parks around the world. But they had made this announcement because 2012 is a leap year. So it's Disney one more day or something like this. They're saving whatever this special thing is. Now, maybe it's a free admission to the parks on February 28th. I don't know. But they're going to make the announcement on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, whatever it is.
Oh, so there's something special because there's an extra day this year.
Yes. So it's like
pay attention and let us know next week, okay? That's your job. I'm forcing you to totally watch Ryan Seacrest all night.
I can. Isn't Fergie on that show too? She does.
I don't
like
know.
A,
I don't
Hollywood
know who the
thing.
Performers are this year. I don't care enough to look that up.
I just remember that episode of Friends where they pre-recorded the dancing, and it was Ross and
Monica
who were on the show trying to get camera time.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for that Friends flashback.
Sorry.
All right. Let's switch over to music. There's a couple soundtracks coming out this week. The first, I swear this is the last time I'm going to talk about it, the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo soundtrack is coming out. And that's really notable because it's Trent Reznor again. And he did The Social Network soundtrack, which was another David Fincher movie.
Yeah.
And he won Academy Award for it, which he should have. It was amazing. And this, again, was amazing. If you see the movie, just wait for the opening title credits. Okay. It's basically just like this so cool-looking music video. It's not actually part of the movie.
Oh.
It's this amazing music video to Trent Reznor. So anyhow, that's out. That album's out this week. If you are into soundtracks or into Trent Reznor, highly recommend that. And the other one is the Iron Lady soundtrack, which is Thomas Newman.
Who is a fabulous composer. I mean, his music, I'm thinking right off the bat, Wall-E, Little Children. It's so ethereal, his stuff that he does, and it just haunts you. It's very haunting music.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting because you were saying some of that, the beginning of the movie is kind of her looking back at her life and things like that. So it sounds like that music will fit in well.
It's not one of his more memorable scores looking back on it, but it's with his stuff, it's all quality.
All right. Well, if you're into soundtracks, there's a couple to check out. And this week in books, there's a couple out by two of the most prolific writers, I think, next to James Patterson, Dean Koontz.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he has a new one, 77 Shadow Street, and then Robin Cook. Another Death Benefit is the name of his. So those are out. And we're getting ready, like we were talking about, New Year's resolutions. We're getting cookbook weight loss books. Some that are coming out, Deliciously G-Free.
Wow.
It's a gluten-free cookbook, and it's by Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, no, from The View.
If you're a fan of her or, you know, if you have celiacs and need to go gluten-free, that's out. Another one kind of has become more famous writer, Choose to Lose, the 7-Day Carb Cycle Solution by Chris Powell, who hosted Extreme Makeover Weight Loss Edition. He's actually a trained and just hosted. He's a trainer, and he worked with people that had hundreds of pounds to lose and got them down like a couple hundred pounds in a year.
Didn't ABC just pull the plug on that Extreme Makeover?
Well, franchise? The House Home Edition, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Weight loss was like a summer show this past summer. I don't know if it'll be back. But and the other, continuing with famous people, Suzanne Summers has a new one.
Oh, good Lord.
The Sexy Forever Recipe Bible. Now, putting sexy and Bible in the same title, I don't know if that was the best choice.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I mean, whatever she does works, so.
She have an ad for the Thighmaster in there?
I don't know. She might. So anyhow, there's some, you know, weight loss stuff by famous people.
All right.
If that's your thing. And that's kind of what's happening this week in entertainment.
All right. Well, just a few things in terms of entertainment news as we wrap things up here. The Dark Knight Rises. Well, there's a bunch of trailers that were released this week for movies. And it looks like 2012 is going to be dwarfing 2011 in terms of just the anticipation for some of the films coming out. So Dark Knight Rises trailer was released because it was in front of Mission Impossible. And of course, there were bootlegs all over the place, but it was released officially on iTunes and it broke some kind of massive record. There were 12.5 million downloads in 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So Christopher Nolan's final Batman film is already, the hype machine is well underway. And the other big trailer, well, the other two big trailers, The Hobbit, which is Peter Jackson, mm-hmm. prequel to The Lord of the Rings, and it very much looks like a Lord of the Rings movie. I mean, you get that same energy, that same feeling. So if you love those three pictures, you're going to absolutely love what they offer up here.
Are you telling me this is going to be better than the cartoon we watched as kids? Really?
I don't know.
Seriously?
That Rankin Bass cartoon has a special place in my heart.
It does too.
But this is broken up into two pictures, and they're bookending it. So they're bookending it with the cast from Lord of the Rings. So
okay.
It starts, you know, there with Ian Holm and Elijah Wood kind of looking back at the story and then telling it. And it's Martin Freeman from The Office who plays Bilbo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just going to be wonderful.
Yeah, it is. He's a great,
yeah.
great
I'm looking
actor.
Forward to it. And that was the thing at the movies this weekend. There were some trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Which Snow White version is that?
That's the Bella. What's her name? Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
And Charlize Theron playing the Wicked Witch. And I had no interest. And now I'm like giddy for it.
Does it look like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No. And trailer was really, it was Charlize Theron doing like a voiceover. And it looks really, really interesting. Okay. And the other one I saw was The Avengers.
Oh.
So I bounced a little in my seat and giggled when that came on. So.
Which is now coming out in 3D. They're going to retrofit it with 3D.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't too happy to hear that news. Yeah.
The one other final trailer, which is Ridley Scott's Prometheus, which he swore up and down had nothing to do with Alien. Well, guess what? Everything in that trailer indicates that it's a prequel to Alien, which really makes everybody excited.
His pants are on fire on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's okay if it ends up kind of being a bit of a surprise and worth it.
And I think that's probably what the whole idea was, is keep people off balance and then kind of show it. So, yep, that's what's going on in the world of movie news.
Okay. And a little bit of music news that has just come out, and I'm not sure why we didn't know about it before, but ends up George Michael has been in the hospital for the past month with pneumonia. It sounds like basically on his deathbed.
Wow.
He was just released, so he's okay now. But it sounds like he was possibly in a coma and just really, really ill. So
he's had all sorts of trouble, whether
so
it be
great.
You know,
yeah.
with the law or drugs or
yeah, he's brought most of that himself. So, you know, get well wishes to him.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's okay. All right, is that all the news?
That's
except
it.
For the last little bit that I have to do every week.
Oh no.
Okay, Kardashian and Kardashians release a Christmas card every year. And it's like over the top, freaking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, and they also look like they're marching, you know, to their death. They're like the most solemn things, right? It's supposed to be all artsy, whatever the hell they are thinking. But they released it. And actually, if you go to toofab.com, TOOFAB.com, you can see it. And you can see they have all these past Christmas cards, too. Which are just hysterical to look at. You can actually see Bruce's kids in some of them because we kind of forget he has other kids.
Oh yeah, Brody Jenner. It's
all about the Kardashians. Even besides Brody, he has like three other kids that, you know, besides Brody and the Kardashian ones.
Okay.
They're quite excellent. If you want to make fun of them, that's totally the way to do it. There's this great like motorcycle one with leather jackets and stuff.
Jeez.
It kind of rocks. So,
so
if you
those
need
kids have all been exiled from the family, is that what you're saying?
Or they're the smart ones who don't want to put their whole damn life on the television.
Well, like Ozzy Osbourne, their one daughter just refused to be part of the...
Right. Yeah, and when I remember once they did an interview with Ozzy and Sharon and Jack and Kelly.
Yeah.
It's like, well, which one of you is like the most sane? And Ozzy's like, Amy, the one's not here. So, yeah, I'd probably agree with that. I'm sure those Jenner kids pretty much stay the hell away.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us this week. Happy New Year to everybody as you're getting ready to celebrate in whatever way, shape, or form you plan to do so. Just do so safely. We will see you in the new year as Verdict takes on a little bit of a different shift.
Which right, been, yeah. See you next year. I used to always say that in school when you went to Christmas break.
Yeah.
See you next year. And you thought you were so smart and funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I'll do that now. See you next year.
So what's your famous sign-off for this week?
Okay, well, we're going to stay with, you know, famous newscasters.
Right.
You know, so keep some class, right?
Yeah.
Stay classy, San Diego.